Welcome to the Birkett Long Lawcast. With me today is David Kamak, who is a partner and specialist in charity law. Today he's going to be talking about charitable incorporated organisations, otherwise known as CIOs. And before he tells us all about it, he is going to tell us a very cautionary tale about some case law which went very badly wrong.
Well, yes, the case in question was from 2008, and the Environment Agency prosecuted a golf club where, unfortunately, a builder had put a pickaxe through their oil pipe and all the oil had leaked into the stream. Rather than going after the builder, they chose to go after two of the trustees, but in theory they could have prosecuted every single member of that golf club, and there were some 800 members. The judge was fortunately able to kick it out on a technicality, but he said that really the golf club should have been set up as a limited company to protect the trustees from ending up with a criminal record through no fault of their own. So this sort of a case is particularly relevant to charities, although they may be run in a slightly different way. If charities aren't set up as a limited company, then the trustees are exposed to the same sort of risks of personal liability, whether it's a criminal matter or a civil matter where somebody's suing the charity, and they could end up with having to foot the bill for it themselves.
Okay, so what is the difference between a charitable incorporated organisation and a limited company in regards of safeguarding trustees' personal liability?
Well, the CIO actually does the same thing. It protects the trustees just as well as a limited company would. The main problem that charities have is that they may not yet be set up as either a CIO or a limited company. So trustees are exposed to personal liability at the moment.
So what are the benefits of CIO over a limited company?
Well, the CIO is only available now. It became available last year. And the limited company has been around for a while, but you end up with two regulators, both the Charity Commission and Companies House, with a limited company. So the CIO just has the one regulator and with it less red tape. So it's thought of being better to use the CIO these days.
And how do people go about setting up a CIO?
Well, it's quite easy. It's actually done in one application to the Charity Commission, which we can help with, and that application covers both setting up the CIO and getting it registered as a charity, and then you're ready to go.
And how long does that take?
Well, the Charity Commission, unfortunately, aren't the quickest of organisations, so the process could take a few months, probably about 3 months. It can be done quicker, but it does depend on the Charity Commission.
So is your advice to an organisation that wants to set themselves up as a charity to not carry on business until they are protected with this?
Well, certainly, I think all charities that aren't yet protecting their trustees in this way ought to think seriously about it, because there will be ongoing risks to them of personal liability. And when you're doing something that's of good to the community and you're not being paid, you're simply a volunteer, what is the point of putting yourself at risk and your personal assets at risk in this way? So in a simple go, you can form a CIO and then have that peace of mind that you've protected all the trustees.
If anyone wants to go ahead with this, who should they contact?
Contact me and I'll be very happy to help them. My phone number is 01 206 217 311, and my email address is david.kamak, and that's CAMMACK @birkettlong.co.uk.